Hi everyone, welcome to episode 27 of Student Radio Stories. This episode includes an interview with Josh Dodd. Josh is currently studying at university and is also part of SAM Radio. Josh has just been elected as the station manager of SAM Radio, which means me and Josh will be working together as I will be head of programming on the committee for this year. Josh is also a breakfast show presenter for a community station called Winchester Radio. In this episode, we talk about Josh's radio journey and his variety of roles in community and student radio. Let's get into the interview and hear more from Josh about his radio journey. So I'm here with fellow SAM Radio member and soon to be station manager, Josh Dodd. So Josh, where did your interest in radio begin?
Hiya Kate, I hope you're doing well. Firstly, I think not so much radio, but entertainment I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to be a kind of presenter person. And one of my earliest memories is watching Ant and Dec on the television when they first did Saturday Night Takeaway and things like that. Must have been about the age of four. And really, I suppose I fell into radio after a bit of a strange twist of fate back in 2016, because I was going to Barton Peveril College in Eastleigh, and you had to pick two different activities to do as part of the curriculum there. And I chose TV production and drama production at first. But after about 3 weeks, I realised, no, drama production isn't for me. So I went for radio production instead. And I kind of fell in love with radio from then on. I was offered a slot on Unity 101, which is still a community radio station in the Southampton area. And indeed, from then, I've been offered kind of community radio gigs and things like that. And it's just gone from strength to strength, really. And that's the reason I'm at SAM now, is because I love radio so much.
So going on from that, what made you want to join the SAM Radio Society when you joined university?
Obviously, I've been into radio for around about a year since then. I was doing a community radio show for a station called Voice FM at the time. But of course, a major factor for enrolling in university for me was actually student radio, because I was LNRing around the time about whether or not to apply for university, whether it's worth it in terms of money in later years, because I do media and it was kind of a hot subject at the time, whether or not you should go straight into the industry or go for a degree first. But I decided that on the basis of student radio, I'd join the university, obviously the University of Winchester. It's my local university and I commute from home to do that. But also, I suppose it was a nice change of scenery, because I'd been doing the breakfast show at Voice FM for a year, and I thought it'd be really nice to head on to new ventures, because I was looking to leave there because of university work anyway. I had no clue what my schedule would be like, and I kind of did SAM Radio on the side for a while, and now, as you can see, I'm just throwing myself at it. And of course, the community aspect of it as well is just fantastic. I know when I first joined, there was a big effort from people like Danny Council and, of course, Kieran Morris and Eloise Phillips to kind of create this massive community in SAM Radio. It was going from strength to strength at the time, and it's continued like that, I think.
So you said you were on Voice FM and did a breakfast show there. So what was that like and what did it teach you?
It was very early mornings. It gave me a few headaches because of waking up too early, but it was me and a friend of mine called Luke Hiscock, and we'd been experimenting on college radio for a while with like a little hour slot every Wednesday, or not every Wednesday because you kind of rotated. But by then we were kind of just about finding our feet as to what we wanted to do. We kind of bent the rules a little bit, which is why I think I've kind of fit into student radio a little bit more. We played all the cheesy hits, your Steps, your ABBA, your things like that, when most of the station output at the time was very rap-based. But I suppose in terms of the transition from voice to sound was pretty easy for us in terms of presenting, but it was a completely different experience in terms of what to put in your show as well.
Were you given a lot of freedom like you are in student radio?
No, not so much. We had a couple of rap on the knuckles texts in terms of why are you playing this song at such and such a time in the morning. Obviously, we were very green. We were very new to the show at that point. I mean, I think you can get away with it a little bit more on student radio as long as there's no swearing in it. And I think that's one of the best things about student radio for me as well. Of course, you had freedom as to what you spoke about like you do in student radio. But I think there's a bit more of a tether in community radio, particularly at the time.
So we will both be going into our third year at uni when we go back. So what have been some of your highlights during your time as part of the Sound Radio Society so far?
Good question. Of course, the main thing that sticks out to me is the 24-hour broadcast. What many people probably don't know, especially listening to this because you can't see me, is I have cerebral palsy. And of course, a few years ago, I was actually chosen to go on a charity trip to Indonesia and Australia. Pretty much changed my life. I met some really inspirational people.
Wow.
And of course, we decided to raise money for the charity at that point using our 24-hour broadcast. We did some nice stuff. Again, it was me and my friend Luke Hiscock who did it with me. It was kind of a throwback to our community radio days. But we raised quite a bit of money to a cause really, really close to my heart. And I think we're going to try and do that again this year. As well as this, we also set up this award show called The Wheelies. Don't ask us how we got to that name at all. But basically, it was the must have been the night after the Brit Awards in 2019, where me and Luke sat there and thought, wouldn't it be nice to kind of praise the local music industry as well as do some funny ones, et cetera, et cetera. So we put out this long list of songs and artists, depending on what the trophy was for, the award was for, and we actually got votes as far as Luxembourg and Finland, which was absolutely crazy to us. And then I suppose the other thing that really sticks out is my time with the politics team, Sound Radio Politics, who've won a few awards within Sound Radio as well. I joined after that, but let's not talk about that too much because I want to take some of the glory. But of course, this year we interviewed all of the candidates for the Winchester area, or at least the three main parties, and that was really, really good to do. I think it kind of proved to me that I was a bit of an everyman on the radio. I'm not specifically good at one thing. I'm just slightly good at all things.
Yeah, so over your 2 years as part of Sound Radio, what have you achieved so far? I mean, I know you've touched on some of this, but things that you think you've achieved.
Yeah, I mean, obviously with Sound Radio Politics, we've been really, really proud of the output we put out in the last year, and I hope that will continue again into this year. Of course, I also won the award for Best Entertainment Show at the first Sound Radio Awards last year as well. I've still got that trophy and it hangs quite high on my mantelpiece in my bedroom. Indeed, we were up against some really, really tough competition that night. I can't remember exactly who they were. I know there were lots and lots of good entertainment programs that came out of Sound that year. It was a real explosion of good talent that came from Sound, and I was lucky enough to win it. Got to shake the hand of one of the main, of course, producers of Sam FM, as it was called then. I think it is still called that, actually. But indeed, that was really cool. And as I say, I've still got the trophy for that. And of course, from that as well, I was able to build up a kind of a rapport with the university at the same time. And I've also got another award for my community radio work, but it also touched on my time at Sound Radio, which was really nice. I was a volunteering and community champion, which is probably the best award I've won, simply because there were so many inspirational stories from outside the world of radio. And I managed to get that one as well, which really meant a lot to me that night.
So what has your involvement been with the SRA?
I mean, other than, of course, watching and learning, I haven't really been to many events in terms of the SRA, but there's been a lot of inspirational people that have come from the SRA. I've kind of been watching, you know, people like Danny Humby and Will Hoff, people like that, of course. Indeed, this year we're going to try and hopefully build up a massive kind of relationship with all the stations in the South and then other ones further afield if they wish to get in on the act. But the South is the best region, of course. But indeed, I've just been watching these people, and it's always been my plan to go for a committee role in terms of Sound Radio in my third year. So I've kind of been watching them, learning from them, and then it's always been my plan to, in the third year, just go for it and see where it takes me.
So I understand. I mean, I know I'm on the committee as well, so I know you've been elected as the station manager for Sound Radio for this year. What do you hope to achieve as station manager?
Well, firstly, round of applause to you, head of programming, of course.
Let's
not forget to mention that. But as you know, we have a lot of things planned. Not too much I can go into at the moment, of course. Lots of things depending on the current situation, etc. But one of the things we've spoken about doing is having a massive local focus this year. Lots of different local artists. I've been lucky enough in my time with community radio to really get to know a few local artists like Leon C and Eric Walker, the Vitrines, bands like that and people like that. So I think we're going to focus on them quite a lot. And I said when I first went for the position, my main aim is to kind of amalgamate all of the good things from everything I've ever done. So from stations like Unity, from Voice, to of course Winchester Radio that I'm at now. And indeed, I'm kind of going to try and put them all into one pot and see what works, of course, because I am quite experienced in radio now, and I think I know what might work for student radio. So we shall see. Lots and lots of things planned for the year ahead, and I'm really looking forward to getting sound back on its feet and hopefully challenging for a few awards this year as well.
So what made you want to run for the role of station manager?
I mean, obviously, as I said, it was, of course, a plan of mine to go for a committee role in third year. I was kind of umming and ahhing about station manager because I'm not very good with numbers at all, and we've just done the budgeting, etc. So but that's probably the worst part out the way for me. But indeed, as I say, I've got a bit of experience. I really, really care about the society and how it was built up over the last 2 years that I've been there. And hopefully I will continue to bring those experiences to the new batch of freshers and anyone else that wishes to join or indeed stay on in the next year too. We've got lots and lots of plans for Sound Radio, and fingers crossed it all comes to fruition.
So have you run for any committee roles sort of before this and thought about that?
I have. I was unsuccessful in Head of Music a few years ago. Understandably so. I came in thinking my experience would ride me anywhere, and of course that isn't the case. We had the lovely Rosie Oliver took the position in the first year, and she was absolutely fantastic at it, and I'm sure she won't mind me saying that. Indeed, of course I didn't get that, and so I learnt from it, and I've kind of improved on myself in terms of the shows I've been putting out. What can I do to improve? And then I kind of went for station manager when of course it looked like I was kind of the right fit to be the next station manager for Sound Radio, and I'm just glad that everyone else agreed, or at least most people agreed when they elected me.
So yeah, I was similar to you. Like, I remember going into second year, I thought, oh, let's run for Head of Music too. And yeah, I was unsuccessful in my attempt as well. So as there are sort of many big names that have been in Sound Radio over time that we've sort of heard of. So we've had like Rosie Oliver, Kieran and Danny, station manager. So what do you sort of want to carry on from them?
Well, I mean, of course, the massive sense of community is the main thing. I know when Danny and Kieran, etc. took over, Sound Radio was pretty much a society on the verge of nothingness, and they managed to, you know, bring things up. And of course, they brought some awards home. And although there were people before them, the SRA really took notice of them that year. And indeed, it was the first proper Christmas meal, etc., or at least the first one I knew of. And everyone was just like a family that year. And it's kind of stuck with me since. And that's what I want to bring back.
So we sort of have like student radio family, but do you think there's also a family sort of aspect in the community radio?
Absolutely. I mean, there are so many stories in terms of community radio as well. People of all ages can do it, provided you are, of course, over the age of 16 or 18 in some cases. But we have indeed volunteers from around the age of 70, 80 that come in and are still sprightly as anything, really, really care about the mission that community radio, specifically Winchester Radio, has. And indeed, lots and lots of people to learn from, all different backgrounds. I know one of my best friends I've got from there is a hairdresser, and I wouldn't have met her in any other walk of life. And she's significantly older than I am, of course. But indeed, you know, community radio really, really brings those kind of things together. And I think we're all together in terms of one mission of achieving what Winchester Radio was set out to achieve, especially.
So I know, as you've mentioned, you're a presenter on Winchester Radio as well. What made you want to be part of a community radio station?
I mean, obviously, I'd done little bits and pieces in community radio before, but when Winchester Radio started up in March as an FM station, I'd been emailing years and years previously, because it used to be a hospital radio station. From around about the age of 14, I was emailing going, can I please have a slot on your radio show, et cetera, et cetera. And they were like, no, you're too young. And then, of course, but by the time it went to 94.7 on FM and et cetera, I thought that it was the right time to take on a new community radio challenge. And specifically with Winchester Radio, there's a big focus on health and well-being, especially in the over 50s and the NHS as well. And the main reason I joined Winchester Radio, not just because it's a radio programme and a radio station that I could continue working on, but also there's a massive sense of me giving back something to the NHS that's been so good to me over the years. And it's kind of come full circle for me, because it was the hospital I was born in that I broadcast in when there's not a pandemic on, which is really nice.
So what is your role on Winchester Radio?
I present the breakfast show from 7 until 10 every weekday morning. It's really nice. I get some dedicated listeners phone in, email in every so often. But of course, I also do some stuff behind the scenes as well. I congregate all the different what's-ons and things like that for other presenters to say, because a big focus is what's going on in Winchester and the surrounding areas, because no other radio station does that, especially not for the over 50s category. So I write little talk up for the presenters, I update the music library and things like that, which is really therapeutic to do as well. But I mean, most people, if you listen to Winchester Radio, would know me as the breakfast presenter that gets up quite early.
So finally, from your experience, do you have any tips for students that are currently in community or student radio?
Good question. I know it's a cliche, but networking is always the best thing to do. You never know who you might meet at events, etc. I know I've met some really nice people from community and student radio that have managed to open doors for me. Although you have to open them yourself, they kind of pull the handle, so to speak. But also, less cliche, make the most of the platform you have. Because especially in radio at the moment, jobs are dwindling, opportunities are dwindling, and the platform you have on student radio might not be as, you know, tethered as any other radio station. So at the same time as getting your voice heard, doing a show that you wouldn't hear anywhere else, like a dance show or a Eurovision show, etc., you could also use your imagination a little bit more. And to anybody listening at the moment that's thinking of going into student radio, if you have an idea in your head and you think it's a bit wacky, it's a bit crazy, just ask, because you never know if you don't ask. Anyone that's looking into coming to sound radio or staying on from sound radio has an idea, just give me a message and I'm sure we will say yes, unless it's really outfield. But of course, with that, indeed, you've got the free rein in student radio. You can raise money for a charity by doing a massive concert if you really like. People will take notice of you. And especially with the jobs dwindling, etc., it's really nice to be noticed by doing things for, you know, other people, like raising money for charity at the same time as building your show reel. So it's really nice to, in that case, do two things at once.
Well, thank you, Josh, for sharing your student story so far and your advice on student and community radio.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Kate. I'm really looking forward to working with you next year, of course, and good luck with the rest of the podcast too.
Thank you. Should be exciting. Thank you, Josh, for talking to me for the podcast. It's been great to hear about your student radio journey so far. Stay tuned for more student radio stories to come. Bye, everyone.